From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. French police have searched the home of a gunman who killed one police officer and wounded two others in a shooting in Paris Thursday. Special judiciary police raided the house Friday, believed to be the home of Karim Shurfi, who shot and killed one officer, wounded two others, and then was killed by police along the Champs-Élysées in Paris. French anti-terrorism prosecutor François Moulin said Friday that Shurfi had a note in his pocket that pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. He said in the trunk of the car, investigators found a large black sports bag containing a shotgun, munitions of 12-millimeter caliber, two large kitchen knives, a pair of pruning shears, and the Quran. Police arrested Shurfi in February, but were forced to release him because they lacked evidence for a prosecution. The Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Youssef the Belgian, calling him one of its fighters. At least 50 Afghan soldiers have been killed in a Taliban attack on a dining hall and mosque at a military base in northern Afghanistan. Reports from the region say the number of casualties is far higher than the initial reports of 8 dead. Taliban fighters in Afghan army uniforms drove through military checkpoints and launched the raid at a base at Mazar-e-Sharif. A U.S. general says the attack targeted soldiers at prayer in a mosque and others in a dining facility of the Afghan Army's 209th Corps. Afghan commandos deployed during the attack, and 7 of the attackers were killed, 2 blew themselves up, and 1 was captured. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says his administration will have a big announcement next Wednesday on overhauling the U.S. tax system. At the Treasury Department Friday, Trump signed an executive order to review any tax regulations put in place by former President Barack Obama.
The first executive action instructs Secretary Mnuchin to begin the process of tax simplification. Such a big thing. People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated.
The review of tax regulations could give greater leeway to companies looking to shelter income overseas or simply seeking to reduce the time and money spent on completing personal and business tax filings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israelis sense a great change in America during U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis's visit to Jerusalem Friday. Netanyahu said the Trump administration has acted in support of Israel, including launching attacks against a Syrian airbase.
We noted the very clear and forthright words, Mr. Secretary, that you had to say about Iran. This follows very strong and forthright words on the part of President Trump and very forthright deeds against the use of chemical weapons by Iran's proxy, Syria.
Mattis met with Netanyahu and Israeli President Reuven Rivlin after speaking with Israel's defense minister Avigdor Lieberman in Tel Aviv. Lieberman praised Mattis's clear and strong approach, that is, to North Korea, Syria, and Iran. The U.S. defense secretary said both countries have a common enemy in militant Islamists and vowed to do whatever it takes to achieve peace. Russia's main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, says an assailant killed an employee of the agency and a civilian in eastern Russia Friday. The FSB said later that the attacker is believed to have belonged to a neo-Nazi group. Russian officials said the person burst into a reception area at the agency's office in Khabarovsk, that is, and opened fire, killing 2 people and injuring another before he was shot dead. The U.S.-based intelligence group SITE says Islamic State has claimed the attack, but so far the report has not appeared on Amaq's English-language website. A down day on Wall Street with all 3 major indices closing lower. The Dow Industrials were down 0.15. The S&P dropped 0.3%. The Nasdaq fell 0.11%. European and Asian markets finished Friday's trading mixed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.